This is Dakota Datebook for March 27th. Dr. Crucial came to Fargo, Dakota Territory in 1877 to begin his medical practice. The remote frontier and booming town suited his energetic mind. He saved lives, delivered thousands of babies, and invented an artesian well device to provide clean drinking water. Few knew the good doctor was actually James Buchanan Cross, a notorious international criminal whose exploits had filled newspapers in the United States and Europe. Living high on two continents, he acquired and squandered a fortune. His specialty was forgery, and persuasive speech was his key. He often posed as a Frenchman and spoke fluently. During multiple imprisonments in eastern states, he was a voracious reader and assisted the prison doctor, gaining knowledge of medicine at a time when the profession was not well regulated. In 1860, one newspaper described J.B. Cross as a stout, good-looking man who dresses with good taste and has a gentlemanly bearing and prepossessing manners which aid him greatly in his rascally operations. A perennial escape artist, he once forged a White House communication that freed him from prison. Using a doctored letter from a member of President Lincoln's cabinet, he later convinced officials to employ him in the Secret Service for 3 years, earning the title Colonel J.B. Cross. Afterward, he resumed his criminal career. In 1900, Bob Pinkerton of the famed detective agency noted, "Forgers live rich and die poor." Yet J.B. Cross, alias Dr. Crucial, reformed and lived a useful life in Fargo for more than 33 years, practicing medicine until old age and infirmity caught up with him. On this date in 1913, the Fargo Forum reported that Dr. Crucial, nearing 90, was dying at the county poor farm. The story revealed little of his past, saying, "He had lived a life of varied experiences before coming to this city. His knowledge of medicine was such as he had picked up during his varied career. He did not attempt surgery, but there are a great many of the old settlers in Fargo and vicinity who will remember him as a kindly man who did much for the patients who came into his care. In many cases, he refused to take any money for his services and was very careless about collecting the money due him, so he died a very poor man." Dr. Crucial was buried in a pauper's grave at the Cass County Farm. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lee Serdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.